The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
We are back with episode 37. It's a notice.
It's a notice.
Whew. Well, we just hitting y'all with the tea these past
Yeah, man, y'all about to get a lot of information.
So, yeah, but before we get into what the episode is about and all of that, Mikey has some listener feedback that is going to read.
I'm excited and nervous.
It's okay, babe.
You know how when a teacher calls you and tells you to read in front of class? You can read perfectly fine until it's time.
Until it's time. You ever reread your stuff in your head so that when you are called on.
That you prepared?
It's perfect.
No.
I did not.
I've done that and then thought I was ready and mispronounced words.
I did it all the time in social studies. Okay. All right, babe.
You calling me to the front of the class?
I am.
To read?
What is this feedback you got?
Done. All right. So this is from Marquise.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's Marquise.
Why are you assuming?
Because it's spelled with a Q and a U and it could be Quees, but everybody knows better. Unless I'm wrong and it is Marquise. Let's go with Marquise.
God.
He says, my fiance and I listen to y'all podcasts, you see?
It's okay.
Listen to y'all podcasts often. And let me first say, you are both great. We have recently become podcast heads. Whoop, whoop. And yours is one of very few that we must listen to. We are currently catching up on episode 32, and they've suggested our podcast to their friends.
That's nice.
It is. It goes on to more. There's a lot of personal stuff that he like shared, and this was the first time actually that I've received feedback from a dad. From a dad through the dad, like not my husband said to tell Mikey, but like the dude came up and was like, I don't know if anybody told you this, and he hit me with some stuff that I had not thought about yet.
Like what?
And I've been like considering it ever since.
What did he say?
So he sent a list of like a few things to just be aware of. And number four was like, allow her or them, speaking about children, to fail and let them work through whatever they're dealing with before you offer help. And
which is really hard for Mikey.
This is something that that I've seen in movies and TV shows and like heard about, and like, you know, like at some point in my life, but I hadn't considered it since finding out that you're pregnant or since we started actively trying for a child, to be honest with you. I don't let my baby fail.
Got to.
No, I don't.
Oh, but he said.
Again. You know, sometimes we can get advice and we ain't got to listen.
Mikey.
I'm fucking with you, Marquise. I appreciate it. And I'm definitely going to, now that I have time to like think about that and be more aware of that, I know that's something that is going to be a challenge for me, but it's nice to like have that on my mind.
Yeah.
Because I am going to struggle with that.
Yes.
Because it's my baby.
I know. And also, y'all, when we got the message, I, of course, you know, looked at it like I had it first, but because he hadn't like ever messaged us before, it didn't show up as like a message, and it explicitly stated that this was for Mikey and he wanted Mikey to respond, and I was like, oh, let me get my black ass out these messages.
Get out my DMs.
And I told Mikey about the message, so I really appreciate you, sir, saying flat out, let Mikey read this, let Mikey, well, we both read our messages, but like, let Mikey respond. Because, like Mikey said, this is his first feedback directly from a father.
It was nice.
And a man. So, at least to my knowledge. Yes?
Yes. It
outside of like your friend groups who listen to the podcast.
And they do give advice. Usually like product related. Like stuff we're going to try. And just a heads up. You're going to need this or this is going to be hard type thing. But like, he explicitly came with like some bullet points, you know? It was nice. I appreciate it.
So thank you so much. Y'all keep sending us emails and stuff, and we will keep reading them if you give us permission.
Yeah.
Thanks, babe. How you feel?
Feel good. Yeah. Now I'm going to go sit back down at my damn desk.
You paraphrased the article you're supposed to read, but I'm going to let you have it.
What you talking about?
Nigga, you were supposed to read the whole message.
Oh, no. I wasn't planning on reading the whole message. I was going to shout out. Shout out Marquise. You know what I'm saying? Cool. Appreciate it.
Bless your heart. Next time, y'all phonetics, send us how your name is pronounced so y'all not mad if cool.
I'm from a couple of places, so my mouth work weird.
Lord.
I could pronounce shit like we from Brooklyn, or I could pronounce shit like we from Atlanta. I don't know what to
do. Right. There's a difference. So All right, we're going to get into this episode.
We hope you enjoy.
Mikey.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like. Now check it out. I've been a father since I was a toddler. I would teach her.
So, we're back.
We are back.
So again, this is episode 37 of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast. Here to talk about all we're learning, unlearning. And loving about marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
Randy.
I am Mikey.
This is my lead this episode, and I'm really excited about it.
Woo! Why are you excited about it?
Because, y'all, it's a notice. So last episode, we talked about Mikey having an interview.
Yes.
And Mikey has heard back from said interview.
I did.
And Mikey has gotten said opportunity from
I
the
have.
Interview. And he recently just put in his notice at his job.
Yes, I did. A week and a half.
Which is funny. He can tell you what he want when we get into it. But the program, which he would talk about, starts on the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really exciting.
Brandon's smiling really hard.
I'm really proud of you. So yeah, so it's about, this episode is about Mikey switching careers and our decision to start a Patreon. We have been talking about it off and on. We've mentioned it like briefly, but often on the podcast since we kind of started. We had a listener reach out to us,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know, months ago, when she heard us saying that we were looking for sponsors. She was like, hey, have you ever thought about Patreon? And we have, because we are both Patreon supporters of currently just two people.
And it was a thought
yeah.
for myself as well. I was just trying to figure out, like, how would that be possible? Because a lot of the Patreon people who I follow are, like, YouTubers. You know, it's
right.
like video content.
Right. And, so, of course, you know, the researcher over here had to do some stuff,
mm-hmm,
figure
mm-hmm.
out some stuff.
Yes, she did.
And we talked about it and we figured it out. We're really excited to launch our Patreon, which will be up when y'all hear this episode. So we're going to wrap it up with the fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, have some PDA. But before that, you know, we have a love story.
We do.
And it's Mikey's love story.
It is my love story this week.
So what you got?
Well, the theme of this episode apparently seems to be Mikey receives feedback from listeners. And I really appreciate it because it's nice to, you know, be a thought.
People
out
be thinking
here.
About you. You just don't respond.
That's not true. I do respond.
You respond through me.
Anyway.
Like, yeah, tell them we said. And and also, but, do you want to type this line up?
Was
babe?
The point of this episode to fight?
Sorry. Go ahead.
The whole thing of fight or flight? Or fight or fight?
Fight. Shut up. Go ahead.
All right. So this came back from a listener and her name is Randy.
Sheila. We went to college together.
I remember her. Did I meet her?
Yes, you've met her.
I did. So Sheila sent a link saying, hey, this could be a good love story for Mike. You might be interested.
Yeah.
And it's pretty short, but I was like, oh, this is actually really like
and
nice.
It's not a Humans of New York post, which is what she explicitly said in her message. He left that part out, but okay.
I was getting there.
Oh, okay.
Shit. So this post is from Black Love Doc, and this was a small post. It's on Instagram, and I chose this post because it was given to us on the list. It starts off by saying, while we can't go back and redo and change the past, we can start today and create a brand new ending. We posted about Mike and Debbie Africa of the hashtag #MoveNine a few months ago. In 2018, they were reunited after both being wrongfully imprisoned 40 years ago. It's a long ass time.
It is.
Now they're walking into 2019 together and soon to have a wedding and celebration they weren't able to have.
That's nice.
I feel a couple of ways about this, but yeah. It is nice. It's nice to finally have it, but 40 years
is a long time.
After wrongfully being in prison, it's even longer. 40 years in prison kept them apart. My dad said he is not wasting any more time in his life. He wants to give my mom the wedding celebration that they always wanted. He finally got the chance to put a ring on it April 6th, 2019. So
18.
That's coming. 2019 is what it says.
Is
so
when
the wedding is coming.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, because,
yes.
Okay.
I think they're engaged currently. The wedding is in April.
April.
April
of 2019. Yes. April's are the
best month
to
get married. It is what it is.
They are.
So, one of the reasons why I really did appreciate this, though short, was it's like the theme of what we're going through.
Yeah.
First sentence in it was, while we can't go back and redo or change the past, which, as you know, is like my way of living.
Yes.
We can start today and create a brand new ending. And we are starting something different today.
Yeah.
In hopes of creating something new for ourselves. I'm out on a limb here trying something I've never done before, and it scares the shit out of me. Just like parenting and preparing to have a kid is scaring the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Just like marriage. Nah, that didn't really scare the shit out of me. I knew I was going to be fine with that.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, I did.
I was like, I'll do the work. I'll always do the work. And I'll always fight for you because it's easy. If it was anybody else, then I'd have been like, ah, shit, you know, it might be hard. But whatever.
God.
So just, it's nice. It's nice. I like second chances.
Yeah.
I like when people try.
And comebacks.
Comebacks are beautiful. And this is a good one.
Sorry, y'all. Alexa thought we said her name.
We ain't even called that bitch.
And she, we need to just hook her up so she can start acting right. Anyway.
What did she hear that made it sound like we said Alexa? Okay, so yes. What'd you think?
I like it. I didn't read it when she sent it, or maybe I did, but it was a while ago. And we had it was when we were on hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was no reason to really start looking up love stories. So I didn't, you know, I was like, Randy, take a break, you know.
Gotcha.
So yeah, but I really like the story. I'm going to go back and look up their actual, like, what they previously said, because I don't remember seeing that on the Black Love Docs page.
And I kind of want to follow up about what happened. I'd like to know what happened. A little bit more detail. So I'll look into that and maybe follow up with that next episode. Yeah. Or in April.
Yeah, when they get married. And sure. I'm sure there'll be a shout out or something.
Definitely.
That's so great. Okay.
You think you could wait for me for 40 years?
I mean, if I'm in prison, sure.
What if I was in prison?
Baby, I don't know. I told you. It's ride or die stuff. It's hard. I don't know.
That's cold. Maybe 40 years, you're not going to like... I'm your man.
At what point did I find out you were wrongfully convicted? Is it from the beginning?
Oh, shit. That matters? Is it the point that I was wrongfully convicted? All that matters?
I don't know.
All right, let's say about 10 years into it, you find out. 10 years into my 40.
Babe, I mean, you'd have to be in a prison where there could be conjugal visits.
So, New York, Connecticut.
Washington. And Washington?
New Mexico, Arizona. Something on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Washington. It was Washington.
So there's somewhere where I could still, you know.
Got you.
You know?
Get some?
Yeah. Sure, I'll wait for you 40 years.
You ain't shit. That's my love story.
All right. So, y'all. Into the episode.
I'm just Lord.
It's so much.
It
okay,
is a
so
lot.
First
let's
and foremost, Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
Please explain to everyone, what was your interview about? What is it? What's happening? First start with like.
Randy is like smiling really hard.
Because it's exciting. I don't know how to like. Gather myself. Okay. You recently had an interview.
Let's put everything into perspective.
Okay.
I'll start today and then go backwards. So we knew that we were doing this episode today, regardless of anything else. We did not know how our timetable would be pushed up because this program was originally supposed to be in April.
Actually,
no. We did math last year and was like, okay, it'll start in February.
Right.
So we started making preparations for things to happen in February. I went to the interview back then, the first interview, in December, right?
Yeah, December.
December 20-something.
Yeah.
It was before Christmas.
Right before we moved.
And we did the math and was like, oh, it should start in February. But at the interview, found out it's actually going to start in April.
Yes.
So we had to move things back.
Right.
A week and a half ago, I get a call and they want me to come in for the second part of the interview. And the program will be starting now in February.
This month.
Next week. So things got pushed up again.
Tell God your plans.
Right. So for those who may not be familiar, my current job or former job was I work with kids in Metro Atlanta. And essentially, I just teach life skills and coping mechanisms to extremely traumatized youth.
Right.
That's the simplest way to put it. I work alongside therapists, some of the greatest therapists you will ever find in Atlanta. And we help kids who sincerely need help.
What type of things, just vaguely, do the kids go through? Have they gone through?
Without disclosing any names, right. And in the case anyone hears this, I'm completely making this story up. But if you know me, you know that.
You don't have to do this. Just what type of stuff are you helping them cope
instance,
through?
For instance, loss.
Okay.
People who've lost parents, siblings, those who've witnessed murders, those who have been abandoned, neglected, raped, things of that nature.
Right.
All of that.
That was good. Again, just brought over you.
Yes. So I've been doing that for 2 years. Before that, I've been working as a social emotional learning coach for basically 10.
Right.
And that's just basically teaching kids how to properly maneuver the education system, how to work through whatever it is they're going through. And that's always been a very important thing to me because I love our kids.
Right.
I love helping people and I want our communities to be better. And this was the only way I could think of to actually reach the people who look like me, given the skills that I had and the people who I knew and the opportunities that were presented to me. So this is what I was given and this is what I worked with.
Right.
But it was October we were approached by Jeff.
Yes. Well, we talked about Jeffrey. We went to middle school, elementary with him.
Jeff, he was in our wedding. He was one of my groomsmen. Known Jeff since fifth grade. Yep. When he used to bully me. Good times. I love Jeff, so I didn't really like care. I didn't take it seriously at all either, which was also funny.
Because I learned when we were adults that Jeff was a bully, and I'm just like, really?
Exactly, which is why it'll take it seriously. I do recognize that, like, when I say bully, like, Jeff used to just say shit, and I'd be like, all right, like, I'm not going to fight you. Yeah. I actually like you. Like, you're cool.
Jeff,
even when you don't want
to. Got a mouth on him.
He does.
But I'm happy that his fiance is about to gather that.
He is. So Jeff is engaged. Yes. And they're getting married in April.
Yes, they are.
But we're going to fast forward. So Jeff first told us about this program near October. And at that point, I don't think it was like a feasible thing. Like, we weren't really.
What is the program?
So the program. This program is called Perscolis.
Scholis.
Perscolis. Please Google it. I'm going to give a broad overview of what I was told and why I got into it. So essentially, it is a program that teaches a select group of people how to code and do web and provide skills in web development and web design.
Okay.
So basically, building websites, creating things, front end, back end development, that type of thing. Building apps and doing things on computers.
All right.
That's like the
what is the purpose easiest of the way program? To explain.
What's the
well? What caught our attention about it was they really are trying to bring coding into communities where there isn't much access to it. A lot of jobs go unfulfilled because people don't have the certification or the knowledge about how to code. People
and the purpose of this program is to fill those gaps.
Right.
There are positions out here that pay very well and need people who are skilled in this area, and there are people who don't know anything about it.
Right.
So essentially, they talk to these companies and they find out what specifically they need, and they create the person that they need
right.
so that they can go in here and do this work. They have more than 90% success rate as far as graduates and their jobs. They guarantee you a position afterwards.
Right.
At a firm. Salary is very high.
Started
again,
seven.
If you want to look it up, you're more than welcome.
I put it in the show notes. Also, some of their partners are Capital One, Google, AT&T, JP, Morgan Chase, Cognizant. They have a lot of
big
firms,
yes.
That they partner with, and they're all about, like, people think that coding is just, it's really hard or it's not for you, but they really want to stress. I like that they really stress that anybody can do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the passion and the work ethic to do it. And they really are, they've been around for 23 years.
Mm-hmm.
They don't.
And I haven't heard shit about this organization.
They're really particular about who applies.
They're very selective.
Yeah. They don't want you to apply just because income is better after you finish. They really want you to be committed because their partners are huge and they can't.
They have deliverables at the end of the day.
Right.
And they need to be able to say, you know, we actually do graduate these people and these are the people who get the jobs, but I'm not going to just sign somebody up. And they find out how hard it is and they quit.
Yeah.
And the way our circumstances are now, I had to take this chance because, one, I didn't know anything out there. I didn't know there was anything out there like this.
Right.
Two, this would teach me a completely different set of skills that I could in turn use to come back and teach the kids I work with now, you know, something different that can provide them a different opportunity in the future. Instead of just, I described it to Randy, like, it's like somebody is bleeding out in front of you. And all you got is like gauze and band-aids.
Right.
And while gauze and band-aids is cool, you know, it would be nice if we had a fucking operating room and actually had the tools necessary to like really fix some stuff and really help somebody. So this would be just be giving me something better, something different, and ultimately afford us the opportunity to do more for our family.
Yeah.
Cause I'm not really trying to continue this, spirit of poverty surrounding,
right.
you know, where we come from, what we come from. I want to try something new. And I've never done anything like this before.
It's really brave of you. And really quickly, Jeffrey knew about this program because Jeff started and founded and for a minute ran. Mm-hmm. I think he still does. Honor Code, which is a nonprofit coding program here in Atlanta.
And my homie was in Forbes.
Forbes 30 under 30. Because he's just 30 under 30. You know, he's great.
Yeah.
But he knew about the program And he told Mike, listen, it's a sacrifice up front, which Mike will get into. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's legit and please do it. And so the Honor Code is what Jeff founded and it's in schools to teach kids coding. Mm-hmm. And it was just a really good point.
When he first brought it up, we were always like, we were in the mix of, I'm currently driving Lyft full time while working full time.
I had just been laid off, let go.
And pregnant again. And like, yes. At that point, it was like, I was like, I can't even think about not working for 3 months.
Right. So
like, you know, like there was, it was just a lot.
So what about, so, okay, you got into it, but like the program requires what?
So the program is a 3 month program, essentially. And it is
17 weeks.
eight to five. Is how they describe it. It's really like 8 to 6. 5 days a week. There are weekend projects and it is for those 3 months, like straight.
Right.
It does not pay.
No.
But essentially during the program.
But it is paid for.
Yeah, it is
so
paid for.
So they cover all your training and.
So there are people who sign up for this program, but they'll pay outright. And I believe it's around $17,000.
Yeah.
To like pay for it. I ain't got that. So doing the program the way I'm doing it, if you go through the application process, they essentially pay for you.
Right.
If you're like accepted. And I was. I made it, Nick.
You did.
So I guess I'll just go through the interview process.
Okay.
So the first interview was a group interview, informational session where you walk in and they tell you a little bit about the program, ask you what you know, and you're supposed to take this test. And the test is basically like general knowledge that like general high school level knowledge.
Right. But
prior to the test, Randy and I stressing. Well, I'm stressing. Randy seems to be perfectly fine. But she sends an email and the email details everything.
Right.
It has links to the practice test. It has information about the organization, like stuff that you should know. And we're really particular about how we handle interviews.
Right.
Interviewing is my superpower.
It's a superpower.
Fucking love interviews. If I can get in front of somebody, then I'm straight.
Which is why your podcast does so well.
It's like how, it's just how, like I can talk to someone in person.
Yes.
And it's great. Last interview I had a while ago, if y'all heard about that one, they ain't go too well because I was in front of a computer. But, I was a little worried because I was doing the practice test and I was like, I can't remember the last time I found the area of a fucking triangle.
Right.
Don't remember it at all.
Or a long division.
I've been so bogged down in teaching people how to like maneuver through life. I ain't thought about math.
Right.
At all. Like, just some of the basic stuff, difference between the radius and the circumference and how to calculate. You know, like looking back now, I remember it. But I get there. I'm 35 minutes early, per usual. First one there. I believe in being early for these type of things. And the first one there, supposed to start at 9 o'clock. At 9:01, like on the dot, she walks out. She gets me and four others. Mm-hmm. And we all start walking to the back. Some people start coming up the elevator. Who are supposed to be part of this informational session. And she's walking us around the corner. She was like, no problem. I'll come back for them later. She later tells us like, yeah, they're not going to be in the program because
they were late.
They were late. She was like, no, I'll give them a chance to apply later. But essentially, you know, we want to respect people's time. We want to know who's serious about this.
Right.
So come on in. So it's me and me
a
and the rest
people.
Of these people. And, we're sitting down, we're taking the test. And one of the guys, you know, it's like, no, he's just smarter than me. Older gentleman. I was like, oh man, this man just flew through that shit. Killed it. Because he finished every section before everybody else. Later find out he ain't do too well. He ain't practice.
Yeah, we practiced. Okay, we took the test together. We was up all night because I was like, dude, I ain't seen none of this shit.
It was 30 questions.
So long.
Three sections. I ended up getting 28.
No, it was 24.
No, it was 25 questions. Uh-huh. I ended up getting 24, 23.
Yeah.
On the sections. And I was mad about that. I didn't realize I had a high score.
Yes, babe. When you divide 24 like, to 25.
It was straight. So I scored well. After that, she had us do a, like a little coding game.
It's called Lightbot.
Called Lightbot. Google it. And you have to.
I'll also link it.
The premise of it is to get this robot from one place to another while simultaneously turning on lights. You have to put a certain number of commands in the space and.
Right.
You just have to like figure it out. And she said, I can't give you any instructions other than, you know, log in, figure it out.
Right.
And within 10 minutes, we were supposed to make it to level like 2.5. I had made it to 2.3 by the time she, you know, we were like 3 minutes in. Cause, you know, it was a game.
Yeah.
I can play games all day. Like it was very easy. So she pulls me off the computer and I was like, but you know,
he wanted to finish.
I was enjoying this. I was like, I'm in the middle of a challenging level. So she pulls me into another room. And this looks like a room where you fire people. It doesn't. It's like a, it's a very bland, just walls, a table in the middle, two chairs. And she starts asking me, you know, further personal questions, you know, how serious about this are you? If you were to start here, would you be willing to, obviously I'm here. I'll do whatever needs to happen. She was like, okay, well, she showed me a performance review. Mm-hmm. She was like, so I was watching you, scoring you on certain things. She was like, normally I just give people average, but I gave you above average in this section because you handled this very well. She said she noticed that at one point I seemed to be like, you know, start thinking, like I just paused in front of the computer and I was just looking, I was trying to figure out how to do it. And I just ran through it really quickly. And she was like, you know, like that type of like analytical, abilities, you know, something that, you know, is appreciated. So, you know, I just like, she just showed me that she noticed. And she said, we'd like to welcome you back for the second part of the interview that'll be taking place whenever.
Yeah.
It's like details to follow. And I was like, thank you very much. And I got the hell out of there before she changed her mind. And went downstairs, the Great American Cookie, bought me a cookie.
Got a cookie and then came home and told me all about it. We were really excited.
It was nice.
Interview happened last Friday.
So the second interview was last Friday. It was Wednesday. It was the middle of the week or something.
Yeah.
You took off
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
So there was a snow day in Atlanta on Tuesday.
Nothing happened.
I get the call Monday.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, you know that interview that you're supposed to be looking forward to? It's going to be in 2 days. So I'm like, all right, shit. Tuesday, I run to get a haircut.
Yeah.
On my snow day. Luckily, a barber was present.
Yeah.
It's very irritated about my hairline.
Babe, your hair looks good.
And whatever. It's fine. My brother said it looks terrible. Prince, he saw it on this night. He was
Prince
like, oh, yeah,
bald.
He fucked you up. This
go ahead.
Oh, that's fucked up. So we go and so I go to the interview. Oh, I'm fast forwarding. So I have a nice little panic Tuesday night trying to figure out clothes. I ain't got no clothes, y'all. I ain't got no dress clothes. I don't really get to, like, invest in my wardrobe like I would like. I swear to God, I know how to dress. And if you give me some money, I'll show you something. But I ain't got none. So I'm making shirts work. Trying on different shirts and ties and shoes. And I have Randy pick out my outfit and show me what she thinks she likes. And I felt good. I was wearing my power tie.
You look good.
My Michael Kors shit. You know, it was nice. It was good. Driving to the interview in that morning. Planning to be early as usual. It's supposed to start at
8.
8.
She said it'd be there at 7:45.
I left here at like 6:40.
She's going to be here at 6:30.
I'm driving through downtown Atlanta. This is the week of the Super Bowl.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff going on. It's fun. Everybody's around. I am 8 minutes away from my destination. Eight.
And then
I am heading to Pond City Market, which is in like Midtown Atlanta.
Babe.
Huh?
People don't know if they're not from here.
I know, which is why I just explained to people so that they can get a picture in their head. I'm heading to a part of Atlanta that causes you to drive through traffic where everything in Atlanta connects. I am merging into the lane. I am in the lane. I get sideswiped by a Benz. Red Benz comes by, drives, just speeds around me, scratches the front of my car.
And I had literally just said a prayer out loud. I'm trying to get back to praying since the first baby, y'all. Especially out loud. I usually journal to God. And as soon as I say amen, literally 2, maybe 3 minutes later, Mikey calls. I'm thinking, oh, he got there really quickly. Let me pick up. He goes, hey, babe, everything's fine, but I got in a little car accident. Send me the insurance, please. And I look at God like, what the fuck? Should I have specified no car accidents? I don't understand.
Mind you, I am 0.8 miles away from my exit. I got all the screenshots of like the GPS and shit. Like, so, I am right at the exit, 7 minutes away and 40 minutes.
And we already
roughly
know
early.
What happens when you're late.
Because the first time around, you know, I was trying to, I was like, oh shit. Oh, this is it. This is how it ends. I was like, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave my car here so that they have like proof that I was here. And I was just going to run to the interview, but that doesn't make any sense.
It was very minimal, very, very minimal damage.
There was very little damage except my car is white. So now it just has like a black scuff mark on it.
Yeah.
Which irritates the hell out of me. I start turning on my hazard lights. She's in front of me. So I'm merging over so that car stops so that she can get over. I pull over to the side and I won't get the details of the stuff because, you know, shit's still pending. Basically.
I'm sorry. I can't.
What?
Nothing.
Nah, share.
So Mikey he calls the lady to let her know she's not in the office. He sends an email. Hey, been in a car accident. I'm this far away.
Mm-hmm.
She calls him back. He says, it's fine. Just get here when you can.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good news.
All right. And again, this is a group panel interview. So there's about 6 people on the group that are being interviewed and 3 people on the panel who are asking the questions.
Right. He does finally get there.
I do. I got there around 8:25.
Yes.
So almost 30 minutes late for the interview. But I go in and naturally, you know, they've started already. I didn't miss much. It's nearing the end of the first question. Four of the five people there have went already. The fifth girl is about to go. I get to go next. Yay. First question I answered, I killed that shit. Second question they asked, I jumped in there and answered that shit first. Killed that shit. I was off to like a good start.
He was very proud of his
I was very like, I was writing down and rating myself.
Dropped the podcast.
Per answer.
Info.
I did drop the podcast because we were being interviewed by black people.
He brought up the podcast because anyway, we're,
I brought up like a skill I was learning and talked about that. But yeah, so the interview happens. It goes well. At the end of the interview, one of the girls who was interviewing for the position approached me. She was like, hey, do you remember dropping off me and some of my friends at like this event for the Beyonce concert last? I was like, oh, yeah.
So she was one of the
girls
passengers.
I gave a Lyft ride to. It was funny. It was random as shit. I was like, all right, it was good to see.
Right.
I end up chopping it up with everybody, all the interviewers after the interview was over, and just spending some one-on-one time with people. And they were all like pretty cool. Apologize for being late. Luckily, you could see my car from the window. So right. I like showed the main interview lady like, hey, that actually happened.
Yeah.
And like she
and
could
he
see
had pictures and stuff.
I did. So that happened.
True to Chapman fashion.
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of shit that happens
shit
for our
don't
interviews.
Just go.
Right.
How it's supposed to go. But it's okay.
It's okay. So he was supposed to hear back on...
That was Wednesday. I was supposed to hear back by Friday, the latest Monday. Monday rolls around.
Nothing.
Tuesday rolls around.
And I say, you should just call. It's okay. Like, you know, just call. Either way, they're not the type of people to not get back to you if you don't get it.
And at the end of every interview, when I get home... Like clockwork, I will send a thank you.
Yeah.
You know, I always send a thank you email, but this time it slipped Randy's mind, it slipped my mind because we were dealing with like accident shit.
Right.
So Tuesday is here. I call and you go to her voicemail and it says, you know, out of office until later. I was like, well, shit. So I just sent an email. I'm like, you know, thank you for the interview. Look forward to hearing back.
2 hours later, she called.
She called. She ain't out the damn office.
Maybe she is. I told you she's just one of those people that keep her shit on her phone.
Probably.
Like, she's just like, she keeps her email.
She calls because she obviously got the email. And she let me know that I was in. And Randy's in the room listening. And Randy just starts squealing and jumping on the bed.
Yes.
And I have never seen. Randy hasn't had this much energy this entire pregnancy. So it was just funny. It's like, nigga, you jump.
Group jumped on the bed. Everybody just like, we on the bed.
Good times.
He's like, Randy, stop. She's still on the phone.
So, and then I hung up.
And then he hung up. Anyway, I'm really proud of you, sir, because it was a process. He was hesitant to do it, as y'all heard, because it requires unemployment, essentially.
It does.
Or just part-time work. Can't do full-time work and do this program. It's just, you just can't.
It does. It's a sacrifice, but at the end of this program, the guarantee, the benefits outweigh.
Right.
It's worth the risk at the end of the day if you're going to go 100% into it. And I don't do anything half-assed when I start. Like, it's just what it is. So, end game. The point of me doing this is to essentially provide a better way of life for my family. I want to have a new set of skills, something that I could bring to the communities that I do love to serve. I want to, ultimately, I want to work with little black kids and get them into this industry. And
yeah.
I want to make some money.
The thing that's really interesting is, for programs like this, at least even if you have them in schools, they don't really give it to the more like the behavioral students.
No.
The students that aren't doing so well, that are always fighting, mm-hmm. that are sad, broken. You know, they give it to the kids in the top 10 mm-hmm. or, you know.
And sometimes not even at all.
And right. And so, especially black kids.
Especially in the neighborhood.
Schools, yeah. So I think it's really great that this is something you're doing, because you can really take this back and show people you can like shift these kids, you know, I don't know, their frame of thought.
Yeah. Like, but they all play video games and they all love certain things. And some of them even have an interest in like, how does it work? Like, like you could build your own, you know, like there's just different opportunities that they are unaware of. And I remember being unaware of shit until I became an adult and found out, oh, like this is a thing somewhere.
Right.
And I just want to do something different.
So, really quickly, before we get into your notice.
What's up?
I
forgot. Yeah, that's happening.
The emotional reason. You want to touch on that about, like, why you were ready for this shift in careers? Last year. Well, I know that. So, last year was really tough on us, as y'all know. During the miscarriage and after, Mikey neither one of us got time off until April. Mm-hmm. We lost the baby in February. And even after the day after it was confirmed that I miscarried, Mikey went back to work. He actually had to physically go in the office, and I had to work from home.
Yeah, my school again is in South Atlanta, and we were at Randy's mom's in North Georgia.
And it was just hard. I remember you saying that, like, it was just hard for you. You didn't get to process.
It was a rough drive.
You're coping with kid, you know, helping kids cope, but also dealing with your own shit. Mm-hmm. And also the pay, and also, like, all of that. It just didn't seem... It seemed like it was taking more out of you than giving.
Yeah.
Like, giving you.
It was.
You okay?
No. It was just rough. I'm a giver. It's my nature. And I will always give the most of myself, even if I'm not getting that much back in return, which is, you know, not good. It's not healthy for you on a personal level. But, I don't know. It was just a struggle that I had to deal with, but it wasn't where I wanted to be. Ultimately, I just didn't know how I was going to do anything different.
Right.
I was just really trying to figure out how to, you know, best ways to find the energy to push through, because, you know, you hear about these things like, you know, the husbands have to sacrifice, you know, dad's got to do what they got to do, you know, like just like men, you have to push through and you can't complain about it really, because one, nobody really cares. And two, historically speaking, patriarchally speaking, you're not supposed to.
Right.
You just got to do it. And you were going through something, in my opinion, that was just harder than what I was going through. You physically were feeling what you were feeling after the loss of our child. Like I had to deal with the mental aspect of it, but I can block things out in order to get something done real quick and be okay and just keep moving.
But that's not
okay. It's not healthy.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't my best self at the time, my best self. And just really wanted to focus to be on you and making sure you were okay. And I still haven't really processed anything because of that.
Right.
Working on it, though.
Which is why he started therapy. Because I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not playing with you.
I get it.
So, okay. So, babe, there's not really much to say about the notice.
Oh,
the
fact that you gave it.
So, when Mikey first started realizing he couldn't stay at the job, I told him, I don't want you to end up like me. I knew I should have left my job in February mm-hmm. last year, but I stayed on because that's what you do. You don't get like it. I feel like it's a privilege, you know, to be working, like, you know,
yeah.
I ain't white. We need money. It wasn't a lot, but it was paying the bills. We could eat out every now and then. Maybe I could buy some of my like soap.
Buy eat out. We talking like Zaxby's.
Chipotle. But group gets fed and his bills get paid, his insurance bills. But ultimately, life decided for me, and mm-hmm. I'm no longer at that job. And I told Mike, I do not want you to end up like me.
And like, yeah, I'm really big on controlling my narrative.
Right. I
want to leave before right. I'm fired.
And I was like, I didn't have that control over my narrative. Mm-hmm. I could have, but I didn't. I mean, I got a severance and shit, but like, it wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it. And I just told him, I don't want you to be like me. I want you to be able
and
to
I
leave.
And I had no, you know, I already knew what I was going to do. Like, I wasn't worried about that, but.
But we just didn't have it, as y'all heard. Like, we didn't have it. But he took the leap anyway.
I work in absolutes. I got to know that everything's straight before I do something.
I mean, right. I mean, you're a man.
This woman called me back and said, you in? So, okay.
So he put in his notice. He couldn't do 2 weeks because he don't got 2 weeks. He has one.
So what I did was my supervisor and I'm actually friends with my supervisor. And so I went and spoke to them and I was like, hey, just heads up. You know, we talked about this a couple months ago. The conversation, I felt a little bad and I still do a little bit because I do actually enjoy the work that I do. And after this, you know, after all that we've gone through, I've been hearing more about like how appreciated I am.
Right.
You know, all after the fact. But, you know, it sucks to leave, especially knowing that, like, I know when I'm there that the kids will look after.
Right.
Like, somebody's paying attention to them. I know when I'm not there that some people are going to, like, kind of fall to the side. Like, just, they won't get the attention that they need.
Right.
And that hurts, and that sucks, but I'm coming back. Anyway, I tell them, like, hey, officially gonna put in my notice tomorrow, gonna get everything written up. I just wanted to let y'all know in person first. They was like, you know, they understand, gotta do what you gotta do. We're all of the same mindset. Like, you know, not only does the job not pay enough, but you know, the stress of it, it's perfectly fine. You got to do what you got to do for your family. And it was very like, it was supportive.
Right.
And I appreciated it because, you know, guilt.
Yeah.
So I went home, came home to you.
Mm-hmm.
Good times. And I sent the email to a previous job with my 2 week notice, and I hated them. And it was kind of like a sharp email. The one I sent to them was a little edited. So I got this one. I wanted to find that one. So I had Randy send it to me while I was at work and edited some stuff up and I sent it in.
Yeah.
Thing is right before I sent the email, I got a call though.
From
one of the team members at my organization. He was like, "Hey, you know, I know that you sounded pretty serious about that 2 week notice, but I was just wondering if you would consider staying on part time and just working like a couple hours during the week until the end of the school year." And I just started laughing, and he started laughing because he knew what he was asking. And the question wasn't even coming from him; it was coming from somebody else.
Yeah,
but it was better that I received it from him. I was like, right. "Nah, I can't because it's full time." But
yeah,
thank you.
The program actually is no way. That he could do it during the hours that they needed him.
But the notice is in.
Yeah. His last day is the 15th. The only concern I have, not even a concern, because it never really is what you're worried about. I don't want you to miss any time. I mean, this program is really serious. It really requires everything. Mm-hmm. However, our daughter is due.
Yeah.
This month.
On top of that, Randy's pregnant.
Right.
All of this is happening with me and, you know, I'm now quitting my job to go do this program and my first baby is coming.
Yeah.
In a couple weeks. And, you know, we are still surrounded by boxes presently that we have to unpack.
And we still have, so like while the bills have gone down significantly mm-hmm. since we moved, we still have like the ones that you just can't live without, like the car note, the car mm-hmm. insurance. Mm-hmm. And if you are listening, you were probably wondering how the fuck they gonna pay for this.
Y'all niggas just said last week
that y'all ain't got no money.
So now y'all really ain't got no money.
We really don't. But we, family has insisted they will help. Mm-hmm. They really believe in Mikey's ability to complete the program and to be placed.
And I told Randy's mom I got it.
And she really squealed.
It was great.
Yeah. She thought we were calling about labor, so she was upset. But then when Mikey told her why he called, she was like, "Oh my god." So it was really great. Your mom's really happy. Mm-hmm. So we do have that worst case scenario. Mikey can still also drive.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I will have to.
Yeah, I mean,
I have to, but I figure but out not the way it nearly. Works in schedule to where it doesn't take me away from you and Drew too long, and
yeah,
it doesn't tire me out too much to where I can't do homework because I'm going back to school.
Yeah, essentially. And it really is like we just have to power through for mm-hmm. 17 weeks because they start, 17 weeks.
And if I can do that,
and also, y'all, listening. I'm also
if
on
I
a
can
job
do
hunt.
That. Yeah.
So we're also.
But if I can do that, we'll have completely different circumstances and that's the goal.
Right. Which brings us to something else we're doing this year.
Is that it? All right. So that's me, y'all. That's all I got going on.
Yeah. Send your congrats to Mike, y'all, because it's a really big deal. I will link all the things in the show notes that we mentioned. The program, Perscolas, they are all around the country. They've been around 23 years. It is legit. Mm-hmm.
It just sounds fake.
They've been in the news, all this stuff. Really great functional site. You know, I'm all about that functionality. So it's really easy to research them, YouTube them. But I'll link that. Honor code for Jeff if you're interested in like knowing what that's about and Lightbot
because
he actually played one and Mikey only had 10 minutes to get through all of them and it took me like 20 to finish one and I was like, yeah, this ain't my calling because it wasn't hard. It's just it does take like it's a different type of brain work.
Yeah, you just gotta focus
and I am not I'm not like that. Okay, so
I get it.
Yeah, so we are moving going to Patreon and we're really excited. So
we are starting a Patreon.
We have started the Patreon already. What is Patreon? So it's a space where creators can basically get donations / support from their audience to create more content and to basically fund their like their needs, their goals that they have. Mm-hmm. And so we'll go through all of that. But a lot of our favorite people are on Patreon, but like Mike said, a lot of them are vloggers mm-hmm. and YouTubers.
And we're going to Patreon
for our podcast.
Yeah, to build more podcast content.
And some like special stuff that we'll get into. But we're doing it short term because we need to fulfill some costs with the podcast with Mike taking this extremely quick pay cut.
It's a little different, y'all.
Yeah, it's about to be a little different these next mm-hmm. 17 weeks. We want to be able to pay our cartoonist a commission. He's actually working on something for us. Now we're really excited.
Yeah, we are excited. A lot of stuff happening.
Yeah. Long term, we want to grow bills, start doing events, y'all, and ultimately end Mikey's Lyft driving.
Please, please get me out of this car.
No one makes a living. I mean, maybe people do. Actually, a lot of people make a lot of money on Patreon. We don't know if that's going to be our ministry, but we are.
our ministry?
But, we, you know, as y'all heard, we've been looking for sponsors. There's a certain type of growth you need for sponsors. Mm-hmm. And
ultimately we're not there yet, but we want to,
but we are, I think we are big enough or like just consistent enough and the quality of our content is good enough to be on Patreon.
Say that again. I think so too,
but that was a lot.
Oh, you don't have to repeat it.
Oh, that's you meant.
Nah, that was like a church. Say that again.
I'll just cut and copy and paste a snippet after you say that again when I edit it.
That'll work.
So yeah, so we're producing content on Patreon because, well, for me, I was really hesitant to do a Patreon because I didn't think, I don't know, I feel like as a woman and as a black woman, we are conditioned to constantly question ourselves and our quality and our input and our, just the shit we good at. And I was feeling like we weren't big enough or like known enough to be like, hey, pay for this extra content.
And for
if
me,
you want it.
I was more so like, what will we be able to give people to make something like this worth it? Our intention again is to grow the podcast. We want to start doing more. We want to do events. We want to essentially do like a game night.
We want to have
merchandise. We want to meet more people. We want to expand this. We want to record on another table. We want to
get some better mics. I don't know.
You know, we want to have more time together with me not driving Lyft. We want me to actually be around to raise my daughter a little bit. You know, like we want to lighten the load, but we want to be able to do that while actually giving somebody something in return. And I didn't know what we'd be able to essentially use, but I think what we did finally settle on and what we did decide and what we're going to be offering is actually kind of cool.
Yeah. And it was really important for me to be realistic about what we could give because I can't stand to like, I think that's so crazy when you're paying for something, if you're willing to pay for something to not get what you pay for. And I also wanted us to maintain the same standard we have with content we give for free.
Yeah.
And so I was really worried about like, so what can we also give that's worth it?
And my
that
thing,
won't like.
My response to that right out the gate was, yeah, we're not going to, our content will not
suffer
because we've started adding more stuff. And that's why I was very adamant on expressing in previous episodes, like, hey, our stuff will drop on time.
Right.
Every week from now on, like with no hesitation, you will get everything you need when you're supposed to.
Yeah. I know y'all understand that shit happens. This baby could drop on a Sunday.
Episode still will, though. It's the point that we make.
Right.
You know what
so
I'm saying?
Yeah. So we're trying to like do better with that in terms of time management. And, but now I was like, you know, I'm ready to do this because I'm tired of asking people for permission. You know, I keep asking permission to take up space and take up room and
fuck that.
And we have to do something different, y'all. Like this, we got too much going on to be trying to bring on new stuff. In terms of that, but I'm just like, Mike, we have skills that we are already doing. We're already using. Let's just try to build on it.
Let's see what we can do. And I think that what we came to was good. So let's tell them a little bit about what we're doing.
Okay. So our Patreon, which will also be linked in the show notes, is patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage. And so we have tiers. But before we get into that, we want people to know we are not going to be upset if you don't pledge.
We'll get into that. It's all a part of it. We're going to get into it. So we have multiple tiers. Again, the point of Patreon is you subscribe at a certain level, whatever you want to give per month.
Yeah.
And whatever you give at that level, you will receive content in return. So what is the first tier, baby?
So we broke the tiers down in like relationships. So the first tier is long distance relationship, and that is for $3 a month.
Okay. What do they get for
$3?
$3
a month, you get full and bi-weekly mini episodes. So that means you get 3 long episodes, the regular ones, and 2 minis. That's 5 episodes total.
Okay.
Close friends on Instagram.
So Randy had to explain to me what this was. And while I was doing videos recently, because I finally updated my damn app, I noticed what close friends were.
Yeah.
So there are some posts that only people who are designated close friends can see.
Yeah.
So if we did want to share like a secret or a daily video of something that we're doing.
Yeah.
We'll be able to share this directly with people who would not be considered close friends.
Right. And just, people subtweet and do all this extra shit. And that's all fun when you can, like, do it in your friend group, mm-hmm. you know? So but, like, when you're doing that publicly, yes. it's just like, really? You one of them people? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I love to do some shady stuff with some close friends. No, I'm playing.
It's hard to... No, you're not playing.
I mean, I'm kind of not playing. I just think it's a fun little feature. I'm close friends with a few people. Mm-hmm. And a lot of... Some people that are close friends on my personal page.
And I want to be messy. On Instagram.
But I just, there's just some stuff that, like, it's awkward to talk about. Like, I recently did a story about just how I'm dealing with, like, Drew being okay, but also, like, feeling, like, sad because this baby was lost, our mm-hmm. first baby was lost this month. And I shared that publicly, which was fine, but, like, I was like, this is exactly what close friends is for.
Mm-hmm.
That I could share with just a smaller group of people, but I really just wanted to get it out.
I like that.
But also, another thing you can do if you pledge $3 a month is vote on which mini the public receives. So essentially, we are not trying to punish people for who being broke or for not being convinced that it's worth the money.
Yeah, so regardless of what happens, we'll still be putting 4 episodes every week on
every month
your regular streaming sites. Episode every week.
Yes, so you get 3 long episodes. If you decide not to pledge, you get 3 long episodes and 1 mini instead of 3 long episodes and 2 minis.
So basically, the people who have signed up get to vote on what mini the public gets.
Right.
Which is cool.
So, and we did this because we, again, follow a lot of people with Patreon. And one of our pet peeves is the content always seems to change. Not always, but... Often seems to change.
Often the content suffers because
everybody's putting their best stuff on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
And we hate that. I don't know how to say that.
There's
you
no
know,
way to say it.
I don't like it.
Yeah, so we're just trying to be great all around.
Right. Hi, Groot.
Groot, if you don't sit out.
Answer me this. How long have you had that mattress? Because it's looking even lumpier than my lockdown love handles. And while those might be more cuddly, a lumpy mattress is doing nothing for your comfort levels or your sleep. So whatever body you're rocking, put it on a Nectar mattress. And right now you can save over $500 on any queen or king bundle. That includes a Nectar mattress, foundation, mattress protector, cooling pillows, and sheet set, as well as our 365-night home trial and a forever warranty. Go to NectarSleep.com/save500 and get hugged.
So again, that is long distance relationship. At $3 a month, you get full and bi-weekly mini episodes. That mm-hmm. is 3 long episodes and 2 minis, which is 5 total episodes.
Gotcha.
Close friends on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to vote on which mini the public receives.
Done. What's the second tier?
Second tier is engage. That is for $5 a month.
Okay. What do people get for $5 a
month? You get $3 tier access.
So that's
the
everything
five episodes
that the $3 people got.
Yes.
Which is?
You want me to go through it again?
Yeah.
Full and bi-weekly mini episodes,
uh-huh.
5 total episodes,
uh-huh.
close friends on Instagram.
Yep.
You can get to vote on which mini the public receives.
Okay, what else?
You also get early access to personal photos before the public sees them. So we're about to start putting some pictures up of the Batcave.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to clean, y'all. We got to clean because I don't want y'all judging us.
But you do get a before and after of the
yeah.
mess.
Just so
for
you
the
get,
sake of
yeah.
seeing.
So we'll post some pictures. So early pictures, Drew's Corner. We got her stuff together. Weekly daddy journals. These would be video journals from Mikey about being
Woo.
A husband, a dad, and a man. He's actually working on his first one today.
I know. I'm excited.
It's really exciting for him. Weekly Randy musings. So those
Woo.
Are blog posts from me about being a wife, mom, and woman, and writer. So as y'all know, I am on the hunt for a job, a writing job. I've
mm-hmm.
also just finished a book. But I'm going to talk about all that on Patreon.
And again, Daddy Journals, which is the thing that I'll be doing, is basically just a little bit of insight on things from the perspective of a first-time father.
Yeah.
And me, essentially, who struggles to do things.
Just some things that we can't really not go into, but like many episodes are like...
Many episodes are like general...
Yeah.
There are general thoughts about stuff like baby-related, but the journals will be a really personal where I am with things. It is something that Randy's really not touching. It is something
yeah,
that
I'm
specifically...
Not, I have nothing to do with.
Just my thoughts, and some of these things may, you know, end up causing problems later. But whatever.
I don't think so.
You never know. You never know. But I'm looking forward to doing that.
Yeah.
Just trying something different.
And again, y'all know we are not vloggers, but...
So it's going to start off where it's starting off at, which will still be nice. But I ultimately want to grow it and start doing a little bit more, you know, cinematically And I want to like get into it because I love doing like videos and photography. I used to take pictures. I just haven't had it, you know, the time or opportunity to do it. And I want to use that for us and show a little
and
bit
and let y'all see this growth.
Yeah.
We're also going to $5 for $5 or more. You also get monthly Mikey mixtapes. So these are mood setting playlists created by Mikey and sent to you. They will 9 times out of 10 be created via Spotify. Mm-hmm. The only downside to that is y'all won't be getting any Beyonce or Jay-Z.
Because they're not on Spotify. However, there's a way that I can figure some stuff out. But basically, don't even worry about it. I'm a music head.
We do have Tidal, but I feel like more people use Spotify.
We do. We can get them on. Just get a free account. But the reason why I'm doing this is because I love music.
Yeah.
Music is a large part of my day and my life. And, you know, sometimes people may have seen on Instagrams, I post videos of like me listening to music while driving, either having dropped somebody off or on the way to go pick somebody up. And I have a very, I want to say vast music knowledge.
Right.
And I have an eclectic taste.
And in high school, y'all, when we first started dating, Mikey mm-hmm. used to actually make me mixtapes.
I did, to burn them.
And send them, like, give them to me. And that's how I picked up a lot of my hip-hop knowledge, because I ain't no shit. I'm a real big R&B head. My mom and dad love hip-hop.
Randy
they
was
were
sheltered.
Really, my mom was holding back. So all the shit I'm bringing to her, she done heard. I'm just like, what the fuck? So, they used to give me mixtapes, and I love them. And we actually gave our mixtapes for our wedding. That we created based off our relationship.
And everybody loved those. That playlist,
and we will be posting that playlist. Just so y'all can know what, you know, it was a wedding favor. So y'all get the
wedding
favors.
We want you to know the vibes.
Yeah.
You'll know the vibes.
And also, you get a monthly social media shout out if you get $5 a month. So again, for $5 a month.
Go through it.
You are engaged.
Okay.
To us.
One step above long distance relationship.
Right. So that's $3 tier. I'm not going through that again.
Okay.
$3 tier. Early access to personal photos before the public sees them.
Mm-hmm.
Weekly daddy journals. Mm-hmm. So there's video journals from Mikey about being a husband, dad, and a man. Weekly Randy musings, which are blog posts from me about being a wife, mom, woman, and writer.
Okay.
Monthly Mikey mixtapes. Mood setting playlists created by Mikey and sent to you.
Yep.
Monthly social media shout out.
Done.
The next
tier. Number three.
Yes.
What you got?
Matching tattoos.
Woo! Which is a step above engaged.
That's $10 a month. So for that, you get $3 tier.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the $5 tier.
Mm-hmm.
And you also get mail personalized thank you cards and stickers.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the scenes access. So that's like how we do the snippets and, you know, what we use.
A little bit more of
our,
the foolishness behind how we create any of this shit.
And why it takes so damn long. Behind the scenes assets, bonus monthly wildcard episode.
So how many episodes is that?
That
total?
Is 6 total episodes. So we're actually going to drop a extra episode. It's going to be a wild card. We're really excited about that. We're mm-hmm. trying to find something different to do so it ain't like the regular 3 y'all going to get.
So our normal episodes are always centered around, you know, marriage and
relationships
that are affecting that. Our wildcard episodes are going to be more current event centered.
Yeah, similar to the episode No, I Love You More.
Mm-hmm.
Doggone it.
Do it
my
again.
Computer
so, similar to what?
Similar to the No, I Love You More episode. I think mm-hmm. that was episode 31 or 30. I really enjoyed that episode. And so they're going to be more tours like that.
Got you.
So again, matching tattoos. It's $10 a month. You get $3 tier access, $5 tier access, mail personalized thank you cards and stickers, behind the scenes access,
mm-hmm.
bonus monthly wildcard episode,
mm-hmm.
and 6 total episodes in general.
Okay.
And lastly.
Last but not least, what you got?
We got married. If y'all do this, y'all are married to us.
Mm-hmm.
We are like essentially sister wives and husbands and things.
No, there are no
without
sister
the
husbands.
Sex. So. we're only allowing 25 people to sign up for this if you so choose, just because we don't want the quality to change and we want to be able actually just do good stuff for y'all. So into that, for $20 a month, you get $3 tier access, $5 tier access,
okay.
$10 tier access.
Okay.
You also receive news and big podcast secrets first. So if you sign up for the $20 tier access right now, you will be able to see our new sketch.
Because we do have a new logo coming.
Yeah.
Shout out
y'all to y'all told us, Andrew, y'all told us get our shit together. You know, Mikey got his hair cut.
Mm-hmm.
We got to update the podcast picture.
The boots is new.
So you, you'll be able to see just that sketch because that's all we got right now.
And in the future, you get to find out when Randy's pregnant first.
Yeah. So like stuff like that, you will be able to know. You get to sit in on one live production meeting a month. So we always talk about our production meetings. And the one for Batcave was fucking hilarious.
It was hilarious.
And I was like, if we could have recorded this,
it would have been priceless. So we are going to start recording those in general.
And letting y'all sit in on those and see what you think once a month. And if you show up to the live production meetings, you'll be mentioned by name in the episode and listed as a production crew in our show notes. Mm-hmm. You'll also get a random gift every 3 months. So we actually want to start testing out merch ideas and stuff.
So
and
y'all are going to
be our guinea pigs.
Yes.
See, to see what works. Do people like this? Do you like this? Is this
who doesn't like a t-shirt and a mug?
Yeah. Like, you know, are y'all into that? Does the design look cute? Tell us. But you'll be able to get that stuff first every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So this also means that the newsletter subscribers, those monthly giveaways are going to end.
Mm-hmm.
But
because we owe y'all.
And we are trifling.
You get looped in with the $25 people.
Yeah. So the first 35 people, as y'all heard way back in the day.
When we first started.
The podcast. We promised the first 35 people something that is still coming.
So and this is that something.
Yeah. So y'all will still get your something.
That's for you.
You know who you are
I'm talking to right now who kept questioning me.
Right. And we do have a list of the first 35 people.
We do.
So don't be in here trying to talk about you.
But like, I was you, first
no,
35.
No, you weren't.
But that date.
No, you weren't. So yeah, y'all will be looped in with that. This is first come, first served only in U.S. and Canada only for now. Just because. Because
we don't know how to ship to Togo and Benin.
We
so y'all gotta just bear with your boy.
And also money. And I don't want to get caught up. You know, with both of us trying to figure out, we said 25 people getting this. We got 10 mm-hmm. from West Africa. Shit.
And like, you know, we do got people in Australia. So, you know,
yeah,
my Australians.
We're listening. So, y'all, when
we working on it.
So, that's just for now. So, again, married is $20 a month,
uh-huh.
$3, $5, $10 tier access.
Uh-huh.
You receive news and big podcast secrets first.
Uh-huh.
Sit in on one live production meeting a month,
uh-huh.
mentioned by name and episode, and uh-huh. listed as a production crew and show notes. Random gift every 3 months.
And how many episodes total?
And that is 6 episodes total.
Okay.
So you're right up there with the $10 people in terms of the episodes you get. Also, y'all, I know that it sounds like maybe just one more app you gotta have. You do not need to download the Patreon app if you don't want to listen to the episodes that you only have access to.
Mm-hmm.
However,
yeah.
You can. The episodes are also downloadable. So when we put them on Patreon, you'll also be able to download the episodes. There's also an exclusive link that you get to listen to the episode, and you can copy and paste it into Apple. So you can open up the podcast in your Apple
podcast.
Yeah. Player. So I was trying to figure out Apple platform. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So there's a way to do all of this so that it's functional. If you have problems, of course, please let us know. But it's really user friendly to do. And of course, and we also currently have a mini episode up right now on Patreon. So if you pledge, you'll be able to see that.
Yep.
And listen to it. And yeah. Are we fucking crazy? What do y'all think of this? Please tell us.
Tell us what you think.
Tell us what you think.
In the words of my kids, are we doing too much?
Even if we are, y'all, we're going to give this a real honest go this year because something's got to give.
Our first official year will be in April.
April 1st.
And we're going to go from April 1st this year hard to April 1st of next year. And we really want to grow this into something. And we really want anybody listening to this to share and to be a part of it. I have no idea where this could go, but I do know what I want.
Right.
And I have a vision for building a different type of community. Something really positive, something that I just would be proud to be a part of. And I think this may be a way of getting there. I want to build this up with other podcasts. I want to turn this into something big in Georgia and Atlanta. I kind of just want to see where this could go. And I think that with the support of people who would sign up for this, we can definitely make that happen.
Yeah.
If nothing else, we definitely having a game night.
Yeah, we really want to, you know, I know people do live shows and live events. I personally really love My Favorite Murder.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of my goals to go to one of their live events.
It's one of my goals to go to Joe Biden's.
And a Horrible Decision live event that we keep fucking missing, but
Joe Budden coming to Atlanta.
Like I want to go to these events, but I also don't want to be redundant. Like y'all can listen to us on the podcast. What if we created an event where we had people come down and y'all just had a game night with
and
your
interact
lover,
with us,
you know,
it's Mad and Liquor and Monopoly.
If you don't drink, you know,
juice,
we got fruit and punch and shit, you know, so like, We just want to do like fun stuff and also get some merch and also just spend some time together, because driving Lyft is really hard on Mikey's body. I mean, it was really hard this year. I was pregnant again and going through a lot, and I wanted Mikey home. But like realistically, that wasn't plausible. And as y'all heard often, we saw each other only when we recorded or had production meetings.
And I was just sent the notification that I'm currently at 986 rides.
Yeah, so he's like 13 rides away from getting a jacket.
1,000, which I get a jacket for, which is cool, but you know.
But it wasn't supposed to be for that long. It really wasn't. I don't know. It really sucks. And so I'm like, we got to start working smarter. So how can we do something that we both love to do and like make it work for us, but also continue making it work for our audience?
This is what we got.
So this is what we came up with. So give if your heart so chooses.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then we'll make some of the things public. Maybe, I don't know. But for now, you know, the stuff that is on Patreon is yours. If you sign up. So for this month, we are not asking people to pay up front. So if you go in and you pledge one of the tiers,
you will not be charged until March.
Right. Until March 1st. And then after that, we're going to turn on charge up front. And so when you do sign up, you will be charged automatically. But for now, we just want people, you know, if you pledge, you go in, and so essentially you will have access to the content that's on there. And if you leave, you trifling. But
speak on it.
But yeah, just because, you know, it's the middle of the month, it's February, Drew's coming. Let us know what you think.
And be nice.
But also be like real.
Be
like,
honest, but be nice.
We need to know what works. We've sent this out to family and friends. They really like it. We've been promised people go on Patreon, but money talks. But no, I'm playing. We love you, Jay.
It really
but yeah.
So you please let us know what you think. No, I just I'm just really excited about the prospect of this. I have no what's the word? I have no expectations.
Yeah.
But I do know that the people who do listen to this and enjoy our content will only love and appreciate it more when they see how this works.
Yeah.
And if they actually hear what we turn this into. So just want to grow this. And I don't know. I'm excited.
Yeah, I am. It's nice. I am. So for right now, if you go and you pledge, you will get a blog post depending on what tier you're on. You'll also get a mini episode depending on what tier you pledge.
You will receive my introductory video to
Daddy Journals. And you will get to see our new sketch.
And you get a couple snapshots of the Batcave.
Yeah.
And Drew's corner.
Yeah. So, because we are room sharing with her. Mainly because of space, but also because rainbow babies don't get to sleep by themselves, okay? Because I gotta trust you. I gotta build up my trust. So she is going to be in our room.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's my baby. And that's Mikey's baby.
That's my baby.
And Groot is also still in our room because he's a baby. And he just not having it. So it's gonna be a full ass house. But okay. Thank y'all if you made it that far.
I know.
So engagement.
Engagement.
Tell us if we crazy as shit. congratulate Mikey.
If you like the idea of what we're doing, please just let us know.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, if you have any concerns, let us know so we can, you know, have take a conversation too.
Yeah.
And prayers are still needed because Randy gives birth in less than 14 days. And, you know.
Theoretically.
From what I hear, just word around like the water cooler is that babies hurt. And they come out your vagina. So, hopes, prayers. I just really want the baby to just slip out. I want this to be the first birth in history where the woman feels no pain. And
well, people actually have like given birth and not felt pain.
Okay, yeah, I want that. Let's let that happen. So, pray for that.
Yeah, I just really want to get her here, y'all. Our doulas are actually coming over Wednesday because they are a little concerned about my emotional well-being. Which is fair. They want to talk to me. Cause they want me to be okay. And they know that this month is tough. Hard for me. Because it feels like an alternate universe, you know? Like.
Last February, this is not where we were.
Last February on the 9th, I was still bleeding.
I was still driving to work.
My mom's house. It was Saturday, so I wasn't working. And I was just in the bed. Drunk or like not. I don't even know.
You were drunk.
Was I? I mean, I was. I've been drunk for months, you know. So
good times.
It was really bad times.
I'm sorry. Bad times. I didn't say that right.
It was a bad time.
We drank a lot.
it was really bad. Mad so Chinese it's really food. Odd to like be really pregnant. Mm-hmm. And the baby's okay.
Y'all. And she's really perfectly fine.
And
my birthday's coming up.
Yeah, I'm scared. I just want her to get here. I'm not going to be convinced till she get out. And she's breathing mm-hmm. for about a year or 10.
Randy.
So, yeah. So they're coming over to do a powwow with me because, you know, I need it. But first she's fine.
Out. We appreciate it.
So thank y'all for being with us this year through this journey.
PDA love. What you got for me?
Babe, you keep trying to do this. It's fight or flight.
Oh, fight or flight?
Yes.
Oh, I missed that.
You did.
I did.
Mikey is in charge of writing the show notes, y'all. And a production meeting. These are like his notes.
They are.
And he always skips over stuff. But you wrote it.
There was no space there. You see how different that looks now with the space?
We wrote it.
Okay.
Okay. What's up? So my fight or flight.
What you got?
Lately.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this whole pregnancy. Y'all. I've been getting hit upside my head. I've been getting yelled at. Mikey be laughing in his sleep. I don't know if it's all the driving, the depression, the pregnancy, the sympathy pain you're experiencing, but I'm tired of you laughing in your sleep. I'm tired mm-hmm. of you humming. I'm tired of you hitting me upside my head. Putin. I'm tired.
Okay.
Of a lot of the things you do. Like, Mikey's a nut in bed. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's sex deprivation.
You used to love when I was a nut in bed. Okay. It might be the sex deprivation.
Mikey.
Well, always nut in bed.
Mikey.
I mean, I'm a nut in bed.
Mike.
Huh?
Stop.
My bad. Go ahead. You were saying.
It's a lot, babe, to be like. And y'all, one night I was on the phone with my mom because during the government shutdown, so she wasn't working either. And it's like 3 a.m. and Mikey just busts out laughing in his sleep. And I have told people that he does this, but she just so happened to be on the phone with me to be my witness. And it'd be at that eerie, haunted hour. You know, all the crazy shit happened at 3 a.m. Uh-huh. He's just laughing. What you laughing for? What you doing? I've been trying to rub on him when he's snoring because it helps him stop snoring. He told me flat out, stop rubbing me. Yo, he knocked out. Like,
I don't remember that. This did not happen. Randy likes making up stories.
No.
And I think it's great for content.
He says,
but I don't want you lying to my listeners, Randy.
Me. I mean, y'all scared the shit out of me. Like,
stop
nigga,
lying.
You up? You awake?
What the fuck you want? What you want? What you want
I need you to stop. Sleep
you want
better.
Me to stop sleeping?
Sleep better.
Sleep better.
Do better.
Yeah, fight. See, the thing is, I'm not going to fight this. I'm going to fly. I'm going to leave this one alone because
please.
I don't believe it. I don't even believe this is happening.
Like, you
and
do
that's
it.
My story, and I'm sticking to it.
Wait till we get this baby monitor. This two-way camera.
You better
and audio.
Not record.
No, I'm going to record you because nobody will believe me.
Well, let's see it. I'm ready.
It's insane. And now Groot is snoring like him because Groot's a mimic.
Groot moves now.
He moves.
I woke up one night because I heard a cow in our room in front of me.
Because it was Groot.
And I sat straight up like, what the fuck?
And I had just peed for the 10th time. It's like 5 a.m. And I had my back turned to both of them. I was like, I'm sick of them. Like, I'm about to kick everybody out.
Sometimes in the middle of the night,
Mikey laughing.
Groot start like scratching and I'll be like, stop.
He starts digging.
He like make sounds and I'll be like, just stop. I wake up very clearly and make him stop because it was annoying. I do remember waking up one time and it was you.
I was shaking my leg because my legs were killing me and I was just rocking myself, trying to rock my leg out.
And
Mikey
was squeaking.
Says,
I thought that it was
Mikey
Groot's
says,
bed squeaking.
Stop it. And I said, I scared the crap out of me. Sounded like somebody daddy. I'm just like.
It's dad practice.
I was like, Mikey, it was me. It wasn't Groot. He said,
okay.
No, now you done scared me. You about to pop me. You about to pop me for shaking my leg. I'm over it.
I apologize for the things that you imagine you experience.
No, I experience them.
I apologize for the things that you imagine that you experience when I am sleeping. It is not my intention for you to feel this way. I'm sorry you feel this way. What's like a terrible way to apologize?
That way.
Well, that is how I feel. I'm joking. They say a large part of like what happens right before you go to sleep is because of like what you eat.
And you be eating sugar. And I keep telling you to
stop.
So
I'm going to stick to just like a glass of water or a cup of tea from now on before bed because that is what I used to do before. And I don't remember doing any of this shit.
You didn't. So, you didn't snore. You didn't. It's like you waited till we got married. It's like he waited till we got married.
Well, I got fat, and that's when the snoring started.
You waited till we got married to get fat. And
good night.
I love you.
Uh-huh.
That's my fight or flight. Okay, PDA.
You ain't shit.
I know.
PDA this week. I go first.
Yeah, it's your first.
So, throughout this entire process, everything we just expressed to y'all about Patreon and starting on this new, what you want to call it?
Job? Adventure? life.
Like, if we just look at this year as an adventure, it's all very challenging. And on the front end of things, because, again, I am still, like, working and out and running around, and Randy is the researcher of our family. That's just what she actually enjoys doing. It's not that I mean to put all of these things on you, but you take these things and you run with it. And when you do bring these things to me and we do start working together on stuff, we make something great. But that, the start, is all you. When you start getting into like your bag of like, oh, let me find this out. This might be better. Like, it's actually really like sexy to watch. Like, you know that, like, maybe you don't know, but like, there's like this fantasy about like the sexy librarian.
Is that like a thing for real?
Yeah. Like, her hair is in a bun. She got on glasses. But when she take the glasses off and like let the bun down, like, she fine.
Why are you talking?
Because, like, I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, in Atlanta, that's how they talk.
Hey, bro, look. So, like, imagine, right, for a second that you just got your dreads up in a bun, right? And I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just watching your sexy librarian ass behind the goddamn desk, you know what I'm saying? Directing niggas to the reference section and shit, you know what I'm saying? And I'd be like, hey, Shada, what's up? And you just, like, drop the goddamn dreads out your goddamn head from the bun and shit, you know what I'm saying? You remove the goddamn glasses from your goddamn face. And I'd be like, goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's up, librarian hoe? What you trying to do? Yeah, I mean, this is how I look at you.
You're an idiot.
This is how I look at you. You just, you know what I'm saying? You fine. Yeah. And I really appreciate the effort you put into things that you care about. Like, that shit is sexy.
Thank you.
And it's sexy. And because of that, the website is up. Because you just write better than me in shorter periods of time. Like, Randy could write something in 1 minute that would take me maybe an hour and a half to, like, have come to that same sentence to make it sound as good. Or two or three. Because I get distracted.
Yes,
whatever.
He does.
The point that I'm making is the time where we bounce the ideas back and forth and how you transform things into something that presents us in the best light is just beautiful. And when people go to this site and do see our Patreon stuff, like, you will see a labor of love is how we treat everything that we do.
Right.
And I just really love the way that you have taken everything that you just that you are and put it into how we work together. And I don't know. I like us. It makes this a beautiful thing. I think we are balanced, and a large part of that is because of how you do you. And so, thank you, sexy librarian.
Thanks, babe. Thank you.
Researching ass.
Well, I really appreciate it.
No problem.
And I just love doing stuff like that, you know.
And don't judge my Atlanta accent. I don't like the way you was looking at me.
Like, your Atlanta accent is funny.
It's how I talk. It's not even an accent. It's just,
like, it's not how you talk.
It's how I talk. I'm Scott or what I come from.
Sometimes we would just role play with Atlanta accents because especially them hood ones, man.
That's where I'm from. I just, you know, I decided, I don't know, I think my mother actually kind of beat that out of me.
He, like, was, we
don't
born talk like here that. And raised in Brooklyn and then came back here.
Yeah, like, it is what it is.
And so he has the best of both three worlds.
I did a lot of
his West
forth.
Indian accent, his
I'm gonna whip that
Atlanta
out in some
one,
of the videos. Y'all can see that in the daddy journals.
And his Brooklyn one. And it's funny. It's sexy too. Not the Atlanta one.
It is. Like, gotta remind you, every nigga you ever dated before me, you be having flashbacks like, ooh, if you just wore a hat and was skinny.
You're stupid.
And some felis.
Not no felis.
Go ahead, babe.
My PDA. So, babe, I really appreciate you. You've been putting Drew stuff together. Like,
killing,
you're tired,
that shit.
But you come home and you, like, snap into, like, daddy mode and husband mode. And they are not the same thing.
Mm-mm.
So you are being a really good dad and a really good husband. And we were watching something the other day, and it was, no, it's This Is Us. We're catching up on This Is Us yesterday.
Yeah, we caught up on This Is Us.
And Sterling Randall was like, you know, I'm finding it harder to be a good, like, being a good man is harder than being a great man. And it's true. Like, it's a different level of, you know, anybody can be great. There are a lot of niggas that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z is great. But he wasn't always a good man to Beyonce, you know, like, you know, just not good, you know, but you really are both. And I really appreciate you, just, you know, when you're home, even if you feel like you're not being as present or it's not like the script you wrote in your head about what type of husband you was going to be, what type of dad you was going to be, what type of love of energy you was going to have. And the other day you put her swing together and I actually blogged about this. You won't see this, y'all, until next week because you already have a blog post for this week. But you asked, like, you wondered if your dad had helped put stuff together. Uh-huh. And it was just a very vulnerable, transparent moment. And while it was a really sad moment for you and sad for me to watch you, like, process that, he probably didn't.
Yeah, I didn't cry. I did not cry.
He did not cry, right, but it was just like, yeah, you care. And that's all people want. That's all I want as, like, me being pregnant and this last year being as hard as it was and this year being as scary as it's about to be, but, like, not always in a bad way, just, mm-hmm, like, an exciting way. But I really appreciate you just those moments of vulnerability and transparency you have and that you feel comfortable sharing those with me. You know, you really have reframed masculinity for me because there are also a lot of things I've internalized about what's masculine, which I've told you. But like I said, as you change, my idea of what's masculine change, you know, and you really are the standard. I really appreciate you for just being here when you can be and talking to me about, you know, just the thoughts you have about your dad because you don't talk about him often. And just letting me be a witness to those moments that you have to, like, sit and process. I think you're doing a really good job of being present. I know there's a whole lot. Was that clear?
It was clear.
I have to ask, you know, because, you know, my brain, I told you, it's like being on birth control. Like, I'm not in control.
You can't just tell a nigga he the standard. Like, that's...
You are.
I appreciate you.
You're doing great, Mike. I know. I think I've been saying that a lot, these PDAs. But as a pregnant woman, you just want your partner to be just shit. Do your job, you know? And do it well. And you are. You are. That's really all I think about. It's just like you've made a lot of this, all of this very bearable. And like I've said a million times, I would have never done this for anybody else. Ever. I just wouldn't have ever done it for nobody else. But you deserve kids, you know, and to love on somebody. And kids deserve you, babe. So I'm really happy to be able to do this for you and with you, even though I'm over it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But thank you.
You're welcome, Mom.
All right. That was my PDA. That was the PDA section. We are into the call of action. Tell us what to do, babe.
Okay. We still have a voicemail set up.
We do.
We have been listening to a couple recently, and I actually really liked that we still get some, and I want to share some. But please remember when you call to, like, be clear and tell us what it is that you want us to share. Because some people have called and left some, and it was like, don't use that one because it didn't sound good, and they never left another one.
Right. Like, where you at? Your voicemail stopped.
Call us. The number for that is 770-750-4098! Oh, I was supposed to say that with emphasis. 770-750-4098. Give us a call, leave us a message, and we will share it.
And again, Mikey writes these, so he should know what his notes mean.
Be sure to check out our website. Our website is
BlackMillennialMarriage.com.
And it's actually www.BlackMillennialMarriage.com. You can check us out there. Rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts.
Yes.
You know, and all the other places. Y'all know where we at. If you don't, and this is new to you, I guess we should probably update that note.
What?
Spotify and all those
stuff. Oh, yeah, Spotify. Why is it not on here? We're also on Spotify. We're somewhere else
because Google does and we're on something else. Anyway.
We're a lot of places.
New listeners, please make sure you go back and listen to episodes 1-5.
Yes.
And skip around. Do what you got to do, but you're missing out on some shit.
Yeah, the first 5 episodes were like our launch ones. We're just like, this is going to encompass everything.
Gives a little bit of family history, though we do always, you know, like to call back so that you are aware of what's going on.
Yep.
Subscribe to our newsletter.
Yes.
If you haven't yet, you still can. And again, to those newsletter subscribers who subscribed in the beginning and still rocking with us. Because people actually, you know, check emails, which is weird. We will be sending out gifts soon.
Yeah. For the first 35. Also, y'all, so newsletter is really mainly for people who just taking a break from social media. You mm-hmm. can still get our content there. But that's really the only benefit you're going to be getting.
Yeah.
From the newsletter from now on, since we are moving gifts to Patreon.
Got you. And make sure you follow us on social media platforms. On Instagram, what are we, baby?
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
What are we on Twitter, love?
_ the Chapmans.
And we need to change that in the notes because it does not say that.
It doesn't.
Support us on Patreon. Yes. This will be a new part that we add to it.
Yeah. So Patreon.
What is our Patreon, baby?
Patreon.com//, you know, that the /
mm-hmm.
Black Millennial Marriage.
All right.
That It'll also incorrect. Be
linked. So it is www.patreon.com/Black Millennial Marriage.
And I'm going to link it in the show notes, y'all, so that you can just click it. Right now we aren't searchable on Patreon.
Made me feel away.
I emailed, you know, the support and they were very prompt in their response, but it's really just a matter of we don't have any supporters right now. So
as soon as people start
you're not going to be able to find us unless you press the link. But hopefully by the end of this year, that has changed.
Yes. Click the link, follow that. You know what? This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
I look forward to this year. Again, our first complete year of podcasting is April 1st.
Yes.
So our anniversary episode is going to be lit. But thank you all for rocking with us. Thank you all for listening. And we appreciate it.
Yeah. Be blessed, y'all.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
You can say the last one.
Peace. No, it doesn't sound right. You gotta say it.
Be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace. If you dig in what I'm saying, we could go deeper. I dig it. I dig it. I dig it. I dig it. You dig it. I dig it. I dig it. You dig it, I dug it, we're good soil. I hope you love it, I love it. I got no upper, but none above it. I focus on what the funk is. Don't know what's so fierce, I'm sipping talent. If you made it this far,
you know what this is the after credit.
Yeah, so we are this month giving shout outs to creators we love and want y'all to check out.
So we're going to start off with quick shout out to OD Podcast.
Yes.
OD stands for Open Discussion Podcast. Okay. It is a podcast that was started originally, I believe last year around the same time as ours.
Yep.
By one of my former coworkers, Alicia. Alicia does a whole lot of shit.
And she does.
I really can't like wrap this up quickly, but I think she does a lot of travel. I remember when I first met her, I just really liked her energy, like in general.
She's cool.
She really is. She's just cool in general. She does a podcast with her partner, goes by Big Draco, not Soulja Boy. It's the other Big Draco.
Right.
This Big Draco is on Instagram, like makeup artist. I apologize, Big Draco. I don't know exactly what you do, but I know you do it well. Looking through his pictures, and I was like, okay. If I did get my makeup done, I'm going to hit him up. But
you're stupid.
Big Draco and Alicia, OD Podcast. If you're interested, please go over to and just look up OD Podcast.
Yeah.
And check him out on Instagram.
And
listen to a couple of their episodes.
And really love to give her a shout out because she been rocking with us since we started the podcast. Mm-hmm. She had started hers just after we had did ours.
And we still want to do a podcast together, Alicia.
She actually has an event coming up on the 23rd that we are going to miss because
this baby might be coming out.
Right. And I didn't want to commit and be like, shit. And then we look like one of those people. But I told her. Also, big shout out to her because she gave us some product help. I know that some people are really iffy about that. They don't always want to share
stuff
because, you know, we all out here trying to make it and
but this is a goddamn community and we need like to actually help each other and work with each other to get somewhere.
Right. And I was like, hey, if you don't want to tell me, that's completely fine. I promise I won't be mad. I'm not going to unfollow you or diss you. I just really like how your shit looks. So can you tell me what you did?
And she sent the link. Like a real nigga. Just and a coupon
code, girl. I about cried. Thank you so much. So that's Alicia.
Check out OD Podcast.
Yes. So the next podcast we want to give a shout out to the Why You Mad Podcast.
I like them.
They are spouses, T&D, and I really like their setup. So the name of the podcast is Why You Mad. And okay. So their titles are like, Why You Mad Nosy? Why You Mad Taboo?
Okay.
Why You Mad Random? and I actually found her podcast because she followed us on Instagram when we first started ours and they started theirs. And I was really stressed about a prenatal appointment. And so I went to go check it out. And I liked it. I liked the setup of the podcast. And I actually gave her a shout out in our stories. Because I was like in the middle of an episode. And I was like, I really like this. I can't remember which one it was. I think it was Why You Mad Taboo. That I was listening to. But either way, she's really cool. I haven't really spent a lot of time like talking to her husband, but I really like them. And I know a lot of our followers also follow them and listen to their podcast. Mm-hmm. But for those who don't, check them out.
And again, the name of that is
Why You Mad.
Why You Mad. W-H-Y. Spell like
Why You Mad. They just got a new logo. They own this green shit. Like it's just like it pops. It pops. It's nice. I really like it. And she's just really engaging and open and nice.
That's what's up. Big up Why You Mad Podcast.
And she black. So go check her shit out. And they married.
They both black?
Yeah, they're both black. And you know, y'all know we're not trying to be the only married people out here because we not necessarily relationship goals, you know?
Nah.
We got issues and shit. And you need multifaceted couples out here with like
just representation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's the point of this month. That's the point of all of it. Just represent. So continue doing your thing.
Yeah. Check them out.
And get them a call. Not get them a call. Get them a listen.
Yeah.
Give them
and
a
like engage and shit, you know? Subscribe.
Subscribe.
All right, y'all. Thank you.
Peace.
Happy Black History Month.